It's been severely hit by the, particularly by the financial meltdown in the banking sector over recent months. There's unprecedented scenes of riots in the streets of Reykjavik, riot police being deployed, and the first government to fall, certainly in Europe, directly as a result of economic meltdown and financial crash. So this week, Geir Harde, the Prime Minister Conservative, who's, his party has been running Iceland for 18 years, had to stand down. Prime Minister standing down has also been diagnosed with cancer. And in the meantime, we're getting a caretaker government of Social Democrats and Greens, a centre-left government, until new elections can be staged. And the Social Affairs Minister, the leader of the Social Democrats, the new Prime Minister, is an openly gay woman. So that's another first for Iceland. Unprecedented times up in the Arctic.
And how might Iceland pull itself back from the brink?
Well, one rescue plan that's being mooted at the moment is fast-track straight into the European Union. Basically, there will be an election, a general election in Iceland, probably in May, but sometime between April and June. And kind of to restore confidence in the whole system, and psychological kind of support for a society that has hit the rails. One solution being mooted is to join the European Union, and most particularly to join the single currency, the euro. Basically, the Icelandic currency, the krona, has been wrecked by the financial crash. It's currently worth less than half the value it was several months ago. Pensions have been destroyed, been wiped out, savings, and so on and so forth. And it's a tiny country, a small country, and in fact, it's the smallest country and smallest economy in the world with its own independent currency. That currency is effectively now dead, according to very senior Icelandic officials. And the only way out of this mess is to get themselves a new currency. And the only option, therefore, if you're looking for a new currency, is the euro, particularly since the Icelandic economy is so integrated into the European economy in any case. It only makes sense to go that way. So all of a sudden, both in Brussels and in Reykjavik, political leaders and policymakers are talking about joining the European Union. The word is that a formal application to join the EU could be made before the summer. Whether it comes before the election or after the election remains to be seen. If that application is made, it would be fast-tracked because it would be quite easy to integrate Iceland into the European Union, and it already basically conforms to a lot of the legislation, a lot of the bureaucratic procedures that are involved in joining.